Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets Podcast. This is episode 12, Kick-Ass Performance Review. So in veterinary medicine, in most clinics, performance reviews usually fall into one of two categories. The first being the elusive Sasquatch mentioned, sometimes glimpsed as a blur in the distance, but no matter how hard you try to push for one, it just keeps slipping away and you can't quite get your hands on it. The other aspect that it usually falls into is what I like to call the dreaded Dementor for your Harry Potter fans, you know, coming to suck your soul and leave you an empty shell of a person. That's kind of what people usually think of when they think of performance reviews. Yes, there are some amazing clinics out there that are those unicorn clinics that have awesome performance reviews that are really helpful and have them regularly. And, you know, I know they exist. But what we're chatting about is for the majority of clinics where they either don't have them or they're not a good experience. So first of all, let's talk about why have a performance review. Everybody should be having performance reviews, whether you are a new grad, a new employee, or you've worked in a clinic for 15 years, you should always, always be having a performance review. Not only is it the perfect setting to discuss a pay raise, which we should be chatting about every year, but also it's a place for employees and employers to talk about what's working, what's not working, and how you can, as a team, improve the clinic and the working environment for everyone involved. It should be a place where both employer and employee can talk about where things are falling short and make suggestions for improvement. In veterinary medicine, there is no way that anyone can be amazing at every aspect. We're all going to fall short in some areas, and we're all going to have places where we can improve. The same is true of employers. No employer is going to be great at every single aspect of being an employer. So performance reviews are really good situations where you can learn where you need to grow so that you can improve the clinic, progress the profession, progress your clinic, and make everyone happier because we're moving and growing and becoming better, and also, you know, fix any issues. One thing that's really important to think about and pay attention to and keep in mind when you have your performance review is, as an employee, it is your clinic's job to give you suggestions on how to improve. A performance review of, you're amazing, you're doing everything awesome, there's nothing you can improve on, is not helpful. You're not going to grow from that. You're not going to become a better person, become a better nurse, become a better receptionist, become a better vet. You want to be in a clinic where you are given criticism that is constructive. You want to have points and recommendations on how you can improve. All of these recommendations should be constructive. They should be positive. And if they're not, that's an issue. But, you know, not having anything to improve on is not a successful performance review. So when you're given suggestions, don't take it personally. It's not an attack on your person. It's not an attack on you or your work. It's the clinic's job to give you criticism on something to work for. If they weren't doing their job. So now we know we want to have a performance review. How do you ask for a performance review? If you've never had one, or it's been a while, or you've switched your roles, so you have more responsibility, or you've been in the clinic for a while and you feel that you deserve a raise and you want to chat about it, or you want to chat about your opportunities for professional growth, it can be difficult to ask for a performance review. Once again, as vets, we're not so great at confrontation, so it can be difficult. So if your clinic environment is small and informal, it can be a simple, hey boss, I was hoping that we could catch up and have a chat soon. Can we book a time to have a meeting? Or if your clinic's bigger or part of a bigger corporation, or you don't have that easy relationship with your boss, then you can email your manager stating something like, you know, I would like to arrange a meeting at your earliest convenience. And you can choose at that point to include topics you would like to discuss, or you can just leave it there. You can say, I'd like to have a discussion about my performance or my role within the business. You know, whether or not you want to include that you want to chat about salary or work environment or anything else is up to you. Or you can just leave it at, I would like to have a meeting at your earliest convenience. A lot of times, especially in small businesses, your boss isn't not having a performance review because they don't want to give you a raise or not have one. They really don't know how to have a performance review. Remember, your boss is just a vet. They probably didn't have any training on how to be a business manager. They have no training on, you know, HR or human resources or anything like that. So sometimes as the employee, it's your job to guide them through the performance review process. If you feel that your boss is one of those that might need a little help in terms of having that performance review, you can email them or talk to them in person, whichever you prefer, and give them a little bit of direction of what you want to talk about. Say, I want to talk about where I've been succeeding, where I've been falling short or not reaching my potential, where the clinic's falling short and not succeeding, what we can do to improve, what you feel as an employer I can do to improve. Discuss my career goals and how we can make them mutually beneficial. What's my role in the business? I want to discuss my role in the business and where I would like that to go. I would like a review of my salary package. I would like to discuss suggestions I have for processes and protocols to improve workflow. By emailing them, you can give them a written list, but it can give them an idea of what's to be discussed in that performance review. On our blogs, we also have provided some kick-ass performance review handouts and preparation handouts for both employees and employers, or to help guide you on what to talk about and how a performance review should occur so that if you're new to it and not sure, you have a framework. All right, so what should be included in a performance review? From the side of the manager and the boss, you should be getting a description of your job responsibilities and expectations. You should be getting an outline of what performance standards are expected and what the benchmarks or, you know, signs that those have been met are. You want to have a list of things that you've done well. You want to have feedback from other staff members, if appropriate. That will change clinic to clinic. You want to have recognition of where the employer is falling short or not meeting those expectations. Every expectation they're not meeting should also come with goals and a plan for how that employee can then meet those expectations. So it's always constructive. It's always about growing and processing and a time frame to meet any of those expectations. You also want to discuss learning opportunities to achieve goals and also, you know, pursue professional development. You want to have a conversation about an explanation of how salaries are determined, and then you want to have a conversation of where that employee's salary is going to go. So are they getting a raise, yes or no? Are they getting a bonus, that kind of thing. From the employee side, the employee should be contributing to the review by having a self-evaluation of what they feel is going well and going poorly, as well as an evaluation of and giving feedback to the employer about the strengths and weaknesses of the clinic. You also want the employee to chat about their needs and desires from the clinic, whether that has to do with professional growth or improvement to workplace processes. Can be either or. As the employer is giving specific instructions or ways to meet unexpected goals, any suggestion that an employee has or any concern that an employee has with a clinic should come with a suggestion for how they feel that that should improve or how that problem can be changed so that it can be corrected. You want these to be specific. So every time a suggestion is made for improvement or a concern is brought up in the performance review from either the employer or the employee, you want it to come with a suggestion for improvement. And that's how these conversations are constructive versus just negative and critical. You also want to talk about timeframes for any improvements that should be made that you expect as an employee. And you want to talk about your job description and responsibilities, and if you desire a promotion, if your responsibilities have changed, how you view your role in the clinic, and what you expect as compensation or a pay review or a salary increase. You know, every review is going to vary, but you want to make sure that those points are talked about from both ends. It's not a one-way street. Performance reviews are two ways, and both employee and employer should be contributing to the conversation. You know, bring paper and a pen so that when your employer and employee are talking, you can jot down notes. The last thing to chat about quickly is just how to prepare for a performance review. You don't want to go in there blind. You want to make sure that you are prepared as an employee for your performance review. Emotionally, you need to be prepared to hear constructive criticism. That can be hard, especially as vets. As we said, we're type A. We're hypercritical of ourselves. It's very hard for us to get any negative feedback at all. So prepare yourself and make sure that you understand it's not personal. It is your employer's job to give you constructive criticism. You also want to have a rational preparation for various aspects of what you have brought to the clinic, especially if you're going to be asking for a raise. You want to have a list on paper so that you don't forget or get flustered and can't remember where you've excelled in the clinic, what you've done really well, what you've brought to the clinic. You know, have you done any extra duties? Have you done training? Have you done rosters, protocols, handouts? Do you make the workplace a really fun place to be? Do you bring a positive attitude? All of these are really important. You know, you want to have a list of where you feel that you should improve so that you're showing your employer that you are a work in progress and that you are taking that responsibility on yourself. And also you can say, you know, I'm not very good at ultrasounds. I would like to get better at ultrasounds. I would like to do this ultrasound course that's on this weekend. It costs this much money, and I feel like it would improve my work and my contribution to this clinic in these ways. And that way you're showing, yes, I lack in this area, but this is how I'm going to improve. And this is how I'm going to make myself not lack in this area so that it benefits both myself and the clinic. You also want to make sure that you have a list of what you need from the clinic, whether it's schedule, whether it's extra training, whether it's, you know, more or less responsibility, whether you're chatting about staffing, any of those things. And suggestions for the clinic, you want to have that written down. Once again, as we mentioned, be very specific. We have a handout for the performance review preparation that you can print out to prep. Another really important point to briefly mention about performance reviews is that if you are given a criticism that you don't understand or agree with, make sure you ask for specifics. Unfortunately, there are a lot of clinics where the performance review will be set in a tone to try to make you not feel like you deserve a raise or not feel like you're good enough. They will try to take you down a notch. You know, some clinics will do that unintentionally, and you know, it might just be you being a little bit hypersensitive, but some clinics will do it on purpose as a strategy so that you don't ask for a raise or you're grateful that you got any raise instead of the raise that you deserved. If you feel that they are, you know, accusing you of something or saying something that is not true or a negative criticism, ask for specific examples and scenarios so that you can understand what the problem is. And either the problem, then you can say, yes, okay, I see where you're coming from. That exists. How do I improve? Or you can say, I don't agree with that. And be aware that this is your performance review. You are there to discuss and talk about any issues. You're not there to just sit and be told about yourself. You're there to actively take part in it. The other thing that's really important is moderating your emotions. So if you are overly emotional in your review, your rational arguments for asking for a raise are going to have less weight than if you can stay emotionally tempered throughout that conversation. So emotionally prep yourself so that you can stay calm and collected. And that is going to give you a lot more power in your performance review and in your salary negotiations. So overall, performance reviews should be a positive, constructive experience for both parties involved. They should go both ways. It's not a one-way street, but being prepared for that performance review and knowing what you've contributed, having a list of your where you've excelled, what you've contributed, where you would like to go. All of those things are really important so that you can kind of progress things as well as you can. And also just make sure you're actually getting your performance reviews. It's really, really important for you as a person to have those reviews. If you feel that you need a little extra help prepping for a performance review, you can always check out our consulting. That's one thing that we're good at, helping people prep for those. So feel free to contact us anytime about that. And as always, advocate for yourself. You are the only one that will. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.